Thanks for joining me this week on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports, and joined by Dan Pidgeon, president of the Home Services at Goodman Networks, a leading provider of installation services for electronics brands, retail institutions, and he's heading to CES as we are this week, and he's going to share some of what's going on when it comes to audio and home theater. And Dan, thanks for taking time out of your holidays and joining us from Dallas. Hope you're not a Cowboys fan this morning.
Yes, a rough day to be a Cowboys fan, but I'm thrilled to be on the air with you, Rick, and it's great having the conversation, especially before CES, before it gets real crazy.
Yeah, I love talking before CES because a lot of anticipation. We're not exhausted yet, and you bring a lot of experience when it comes to consumer technology, installation for home theaters and such. What do you see as kind of emerging for 2020 and the state of our home theaters?
So it's an interesting time. It's, it's kind of the golden age of tech, if you really think about it, where everything is being infused with technology. Every item, whether it even be, you spoke of theaters, even theater chairs now have tech that are embedded inside of those theater chairs, and everything is about making the consumer experience just that much better, that much more connected, and enabling you to access more and more and more of the products that you want to use.
Is it causing maybe we to build bigger homes now, Dan, or have those dedicated specific areas in the home where people are making large home theaters? Is that in the home building plans for a lot of people?
I don't think that's the trend really anymore. I think there clearly was a time many years ago where people were looking for these dedicated rooms. But I think because of the technology, it enables us now to take ordinary rooms and turn them into these theaters and these palaces, if you will, for sports and tech. And you can easily convert, and you can use that technology to make rooms more efficient and have multiple uses.
How are the manufacturers reacting? I know that they're always working on something new. But how are they reacting to putting things in the home versus more commercial theater type things?
Well, so a lot of these items that are coming out absolutely filled with a lot of these items do need some level of installation put in them. And that's actually what I do now as president over at Goodman's, is we actually take an approach that makes it easier on some of these tech products to be installed into the home rather than leave it for the do-it-yourself style of installation. So a lot of these products are becoming just slightly more technical and needing just a little bit more of the installation to make them work good and work good for the consumer and to be an important part of what their tech life and what they want to be and what they want them to do. So, for example, you're seeing a lot of products in what they call the IoT space, which is the Internet of Things, which are taking normal everyday products and turning them into tech-enabled products by networking them and by communicating them. And that can be a refrigerator telling you you need more beer for the game, or just items that will know and anticipate your every move. And so they'll know, in my case, that I'm a Cowboy fan, and they'll know that if I walk into a room, they'll know to turn that television set or that theater set up over to the Cowboy game, just because they know that that's my lifestyle and that's my choice. You're seeing a lot of people doing that and really working closely with the consumer, and you're going to see a lot more products come out that do the what I would call predictive technology, or items that predict what it is that you want to do without you actually actively going and making that decision.
I'm with Dan Pidgeon. He's at Goodman Networks, installation services for audio and devices, home theaters. What does the average consumer, Dan, get with professional installation versus them trying to do it themselves with some buddies?
Well, clearly the chances of success are much higher when it's somebody that's trained to actually install the item that they're buying. I think a lot of times what you'll see is that all of the things that are normally left locked when you do it yourself or you have maybe an online handyman type person do it, is they don't really understand the products in its full breadth of uses. So connecting the device in such a way where you can use the applications that are on it and by virtue of the television, there's certain things that a lot of people just use or have that they never actually get to enjoy. And whether it be a certain way that that TV can then talk to another item in your home and let it know what's going on within a specific room so that other devices can make adjustments to that room. So maybe it's even your thermostat that knows to adjust the temperature because there's lots of people watching television, or lighting controls, or certain items like that that are now able to be controlled through your individual device. I think a lot of people miss out on opening up all of those capabilities when they just choose to do it themselves versus having it professionally installed.
And what about for us sports fans? For a while there, it was all about the video, high def, 4K, now 8K. But now I've noticed that audio is becoming almost just as important. Surround sound, Dolby capabilities, sound bars. Where are we? Has audio caught up to video, kind of, you think?
I think it has. I think that in terms of the consumer realizing that, I think that it's a little bit behind. I think the industry needs to do a better job of explaining and expressing how audio plays a really important part to the enjoyment of the game. I know I was recently on a flight and watched a movie coming back from overseas, and I watched it and it got these rave reviews, and I couldn't understand why the movie was so great when I was watching it on the plane, because it didn't seem that great. And I finally got home and got into my theater and unleashed the audio portion of that. And it was a completely different experience, so much so that I actually rewatched the movie again for a third time after watching it, because there's so many things that the director puts into the audio track that if they're not projected properly within the environment, you miss out on a big portion of what that enjoyment of the movie really is.
Yeah, it's hard to watch movies on planes, so much so that I rarely even do it anymore, because It's not a great experience. We're with Dan Pidgeon, Goodman Networks, and Dan was formerly chairman and on the executive board for CTA, owner and producer of all the big trade shows in the world, like CES. And Dan, what do you see that's happened to CES in the past decade? It's just kind of, it keeps getting a little bigger and bigger every year.
Latest innovations are there, and you see quite a bit now focused more than what's been on traditional products. So, for example, there's a whole area on smart cities and how cities will develop. There's a whole area on self-driving and autonomous vehicles. Those are things you typically wouldn't see years ago at a consumer electronics show. And now, with all of these, you're seeing how tech penetrates every part of our lives now. And every company now, and how we utilize tech to link our lives together, both professionally and in terms of our entertainment lives. And so you're seeing things like 5G, for example, that are coming online, where I know my company has involvement in doing these wireless, these fixed wireless deployments, which are just now coming out, which will actually replace the hardline wires people's homes to deliver broadband.
Mm.
So you'll see that unlock in the same way that, you know, the 4G generation of cellular unlocked things like Uber. Now you're going to see 5G really unlock bandwidth items that can help us within the workplace and even deeper and deeper into delivering entertainment to devices and sharing information back and forth between the devices, so that our devices can really become smart and fulfill the promise that we were told back when we were kids and watching Jeff.
Yeah, a lot of changes. That. How about my area? In the last 5 to 6 years, sports technology has has grown from one aisle at the show now to numerous aisles, numerous places. Sports tech and fitness tech has really really become a big part of the show.
Exactly. That goes to what I was saying before. The data continues to be shared, and these platforms expand, and you're seeing it. Household items, things that you would never think about. Obviously, think of like a Peloton bike and treadmills and fitness equipment, and then even athletic gear. They can optimize your performance and allow you to get the most out of what you're doing. And so by providing data, you are seeing quite a bit of change go on in the sports world, and not just in sports, but also in virtual sports as you look at esports and what that does. So there's so many things that tech is touching right now, and it's an exciting time to live in this world. It's an exciting time to be able to be part of this, where you can look to all of these devices to help you get where you want to go quicker, better, faster, all of these things that come with tech that just make it an exciting time to own and enjoy these products.
And it's all good for the home theater market, isn't it?
The home theater market is doing really, really well. And like I said, their theaters are now becoming something more than just a place to view movies. These are entertainment hubs within the home, and whether that be for gaming, whether that be for gathering, I think that these are cherished parts of the home now that are displacing other areas of the home, and that's what I mean when I said earlier, I don't think that the homes are necessarily getting bigger as a result of this. I think what is happening is that areas of the home are being reappropriated so that they can be used to enjoy the tech and today's gadgets that fill our lives.
Totally agree, and the home theater market is expected to grow another 8% by 2022, and even more after that, I'm sure. Dan, thanks for coming on. Looking forward to CES. Looking forward to what you guys are doing and what you guys are putting out, and keep up the good work.
I enjoyed the time. Look forward to talking to you again, maybe after CES, and we'll recap all the things we both saw.
That'd be great. Have safe travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
All